There's one full hour of laughs and thrills waiting for you on this station tonight, friends. The Aldrich Family, followed by The Adventures of the Thin Man. Check your local paper for exact time, and don't miss this hour of fun tonight.
La France, for easier, whiter, brighter washes.
For easier, better-looking starch.
Sent the new mystery thriller, Two on a Clue.
Deep in the South American jungle, a mining engineer is trying to find his way back, his only hope, who stands beneath a papaya tree and gazes at him with stony eyes.
Look, Handy. See all the nice bottle tops? I give them you. You show them to Base, yes?
Hmm.
Well, how about these colored ribbons, then?
Okay, I'll have to play my last card.
Look, friend, and follow me, big boy. You go home.
Being followed home by a strange, shadowy man isn't good for your nerves. At least, Deborah Spencer didn't find it good for who's her husband. Mickey, their 9-year-old offspring, might have enjoyed it had they told him. But they didn't because, for one thing, the strange, shadowy man died on their doorstep with a knife in his back. A man with no identity the police could discover. But whoever murdered him knew something. Something that led him to trail Debbie and Jeff to the Hotel Crystal, where a book of matches found under the heads before their home had led them. However, the Spencers managed to give him the slip, and now Jeff and Debbie are following him right to their own home. As they watch from a distance, Debbie clutches Jeff's arm.
Jeff, he's ringing our doorbell. If the door opens, he'll...
Debbie.
Jeff, we've got to stop him. Mickey's in that house. Mickey and an old woman.
We're too far away, darling. We can't get any nearer. He'd spot us.
But, Jeff...
Wait a minute. The door's opening.
It's Mrs. Grover. Jeff, what happened to our friend?
Ducked back into the hedge. The way he did the night the stranger was murdered.
Poor Mrs. Grover. She doesn't know what to make of it. Come to think of it, neither do I.
She's shutting the door now. And our man's still crouching under the hedge.
A little old for that kind of practical joking, isn't he?
He's not joking. He wanted someone else framed in that lighted doorway.
Someone else? Me?
I'm afraid so, darling. He tried last night, and then when we ducked him at the drugstore, he came right down here to try again.
That bulge in his hip pocket. Jeff, I don't care for the idea of being shot.
I wouldn't like it either.
Darling, what are we going to do?
Nab our gun-carrying friend, if we can.
Theoretically, I'm partial to the idea. Actually, he'd spot us if we got near him.
I know. Therefore?
I love your therefores.
How about my whereases?
I love them, too. Darling, let's not get killed if we can help it.
All right. Debbie, get into the house. Warn Mickey and Mrs. Grover.
But he'll see me.
Back door.
There's a fence.
Climb it, baby.
At my age. Don't forget, I'm 29.
It's a very nice age. Just right for climbing fences.
That's very sweet of you. What are you going to get me for my birthday?
Debbie, is this the time to ask me that?
Uh-huh. After all, I might break my neck climbing that fence.
Oh, I'd never forgive you if you did. Deborah Spencer, will you scram?
Kiss.
Why?
Just for fun. Besides, I'm a little bit nervous.
In that case.
Married for 10 years, and it's still wonderful.
Darling, if we're going to review our past...
All right, I'm going. But what do I do when I get there?
Stay away from the windows. Don't turn any lights on. Until...
Until what?
Until you hear from me.
Uh-huh. But not revolver shots, darling. Please.
I'll try.
Do, darling. Bye now. If you hear a loud thud, don't be alarmed. It'll either be the fence or me. Drat that fence. I could use the moon. Except Ape Man out front might see me. Never mind, Moon. I hope I don't step on tomatoes. Bless their ruddy little faces. Even the... Wouldn't like to be a burglar. Nerve-wracking. And noisy. Back porch. Quiet as a mouse, I am not. On the other hand, who likes mice? No light in the kitchen. Just ease the door open. Step softly inside.
Stop!
The lights, Michael.
I may go.
Don't move, you, or else I'll...
Hey, it's Mom.
Mom, it is. Hello, baby.
Oh, shucks. We thought it was a burglar. Oh,
not exactly. Mrs. Grover, you can put that frying pan down.
Very well, Deborah.
You sound disappointed.
Oh, I am. How often do I get a chance to swat a burglar?
With a frying pan yet. Nevertheless, I'm glad I turned out to be me.
Well, so are we, Mom, I guess.
Aren't you sure?
Well, it would have been more exciting the other way. Mom, what's the capital of New Mexico?
Brooklyn.
It is not.
All right, then. Wilmington, Bismarck, Sacramento. Oh, I don't know, Mickey. This is no time to...
But Miss Bullock doesn't like guessing in my homework.
Well, ask Jeff when he...
He thinks it's Butte.
Oh, how silly. Butte's the capital of Vermont.
Not Vermont.
No. Well, maybe Mrs. Grover.
Leave me out of this, Deborah. When I went to school, there were less states.
I'm beginning to think maybe New Mexico doesn't have a capital.
I'm sure it must have, darling, but, Mrs. Grover.
Yes?
I think we'd all better stay in here.
In here? In the kitchen? You going to cook?
No, but...
Debbie, have you and that husband of yours got yourself mixed up in more homicides?
Well, it wasn't our fault.
Well, where is that husband of yours?
He's outside. But you see, there's somebody else outside.
Somebody else? Oh.
Who, Mom?
Nobody important.
Uh-huh. I bet it's the killer.
Mickey.
Well, that's who I think it is. Could I have some peanut butter?
If you promise to go to bed immediately afterwards.
Okay. Is Pop trying to bag him?
Who?
The killer.
White bread, darling.
Mm-hmm. May I smear?
If you're careful. How about a glass of milk?
If I gotta.
Have to.
I gotta.
I'll get it for him, Deborah. Jeff expect to be out for long?
Well, that sort of depends, Mrs. Grover.
On what?
Well, you see, Mickey, not in one gulp.
The only way to drink this stuff...
Depends on what, Debbie?
Well, on whether the murder... the man out front can see in the dark.
We'll return to the Spencers in just a minute. But meanwhile, let's just hope that shirt front of Jeff's doesn't act like a beacon light to the man out front. For it stands to reason all starch clothes in the Spencer household are always finished with satina. And there's nothing to attract attention to starch clothes faster than that handsome satina finish. What's that? Oh, you want to know what happened to Jeff? Oh, so you're the worrying type. Well, if you worry about things like that, you worry about starched ironing, I'll bet. So to take the wrinkles out of both your brow and the starch clothes, remember that satina added to the starch makes ironing easy. It gives starch pieces a smooth as glass surface for your iron to fly over. And it makes clothes look smart and fresh as all get out. So remember that name, Satina.
Good night, baby.
Night, Mom. Mom.
Yes, Mickey?
If Pop captures anything, will you wake me?
Well, we'll see.
I guess that means no. Okay, Mom, I don't care.
That's good.
New Mexico is what bothers me. I wonder if Miss Bullock knows.
Sleep tight, baby.
Deborah.
He's almost asleep, Mrs. Grover. Lucky his room's in the back of the house. Let's go down.
Very well. Tell me, Deborah, does it ever occur to you or your husband that we have a police department?
Of course. Sergeant Trouble is one of our dearest friends.
Well, why not call on them once in a while? Not for ordinary occasions, perhaps. After all, when you have a murderer lurking in your front yard...
Under the hedge.
Oh, under the hedge, of course. It might be wiser...
Jeff wants to catch him. Oh, Lord, I don't want to go into the kitchen again.
But you're not supposed to put on any lights in the front part of the house.
Well, we can sit in the front part of the house in the dark. Here. Quite comfortable, isn't it?
Not very.
No, I really didn't think it was. As a matter of fact, it's frightening. Mrs. Grover, you don't have to stay.
If I had the wisdom of my 60 years, I wouldn't. But I haven't, so I will.
You're a darling. I wonder what Jeff's doing.
I still think the police...
Jeff thinks I'm involved in this in some way. If we called the police, that thug out there wouldn't talk. We might never find out.
Would that be bad?
Jeff thinks so. You see, if my life's in danger, there isn't very much we can do about it unless we know why. And from whom.
Oh, easy, Debbie. It's only the doorbell.
It was only the doorbell the night we found that man with a knife in his... Don't answer it, Mrs. Grove.
But, Debbie, if...
Please.
Oh, very well.
Couldn't have been Jeff. He has a key. We did lock all the doors, didn't we?
Yes, except that door from the kitchen leading out the porch. It's so flimsy, any child...
Please, could... Mrs. Grover, children should all be asleep by now. So there's nothing to worry about, is there?
Well, then why are you worrying?
Because that man out there isn't a child. And because the back door is so flimsy and...
someone knocking at the door.
The back door... If it's he...
Come on, we'll find out. We'll go into the kitchen. I can find that frying pan again.
All right, let's... That was our door. He didn't wait, did he?
I wonder who it was. It could have been the murderer, then again... It might be a Confederate, or maybe...
Oh, I think it was just the delivery boy. Because I happen to know Mrs. Grover phoned in Debbie's order early this morning.
Oh, well then, if you're so smart, maybe you'll tell me why the delivery boy might be knocking the door down to get in?
Oh, that's too easy. What delivery boy has time to wait around these days, especially when he's kept on the run delivering La France blueing flakes all over the place? But this is the end of the week, remember?
Oh, I get it. And everybody needs La France for Monday.
Smart fella. Everybody who does any wash at all needs La France all the time. They need it if they're going to keep their wash blued white and bright.
Well, they also need it if they like to have bluing easy for themselves. La France makes a perfect bluing job the simplest thing in the world. For when you can just dissolve La France along with your regular soap and do the washing and bluing together, La France blues while you wash, you see. Who's going to bother with that old-fashioned separate bluing step?
Not me.
And I hope not you either, friends. From now on, you blue your wash the modern, easy La France way.
Evidently, the murderer must have got tired waiting under the hedge and ringing doorbells that weren't answered, and so he came round to the back door, and when that wasn't open to his knock, he smashed it open. Who is he? And what does he want in that house with a sleeping child and two frightened women? Well, why not tune in Monday and find out?
You have 'em, your friends have 'em, lots of people have 'em. Little nervous habits like drumming your fingers on the table, fidgeting with buttons on your coat. And I bet it never occurred to you that nervousness could be caused by coffee. It can. Even though many people can drink coffee without ill effect, many others find that coffee sets their nerves on edge. So why not switch to caffeine-free, stimulant-free Postum? Drink it regularly instead of coffee. And then see if you're not soon much more relaxed, thanks to your switch to hearty, delicious Postum.
Tune in Monday at the same time to Two on a Clue. And stay tuned into this station now for the exciting story of young Dr. Malone.
So what switch to caffeine-free, stimulant-free Postum? Drink it regularly instead of...